sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Looking at some other stories out of Lansing, other bills and things that are being discussed down in the Capitol right now as we wait for a budget deal to be worked out between the House Majority Leader, Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, and the Governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Progressive Democrats want to tighten reforms on DTE and consumers' energy. Ratepayers would be guaranteed full compensation, quote unquote, when the power goes out. Energy prices will be reduced and residents could generate their own renewable energy without any financial penalties under a collection of bills that were announced yesterday by some legislative Democrats and progressive organizations, called the Ratepayer Bill of Rights. The proposal is in response to the lengthy power outages coupled with the highest electric rates in the Midwest. The thrust of yesterday's press conference stems from the belief that well-heeled utility executives are getting richer by showering people in power with generous campaign contributions. Meanwhile, residents are forced to suffer through hot days and nights without air conditioning. The proposal bans political contributions to state lawmakers from the utility companies they are supposed to oversee. State Representative Donovan McKinney, Democrat of Detroit, says we are putting all utility companies, specifically DTE and consumers, in the state on notice that we are standing up for the people. We're standing up for families who can't pay their bills and are fed up with outages and shutoffs. The House Democrats joined with the League of Conservation Voters and other progressive organizations in announcing proposed reforms that include banning utilities from making political contributions to state lawmakers and addressing utility companies' CEO bonuses and even their use of private jets. McKinney told the attendees during the press conference that his pregnant wife and young kids were chased into a hotel room this summer after another DTE blackout left his home without air conditioning during a 90-degree night. He noted that he had the means to pay for the hotel room, But he said he had trouble getting settled thinking about his neighbors who were turned away because they couldn't afford the room. For three nights at the Days Inn, I was charged $700. What? You're telling me they upped their rates to almost $250 a night? He said, I had to dip into my savings to cover it. Well, many people can't afford that, but yet they're forced to suffer with no help. Story goes on. We'll continue after a short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second segment of hour number three. Continuing on with this story from the progressive Democrats in Lansing, the House Democrats are proposing some reforms on DTE and consumers' energy. State Representative Erwin Brines of Dearborn said she had to toss two grocery trips of refrigerated food this past summer after back-to-back blackouts. Senator Sue Schenck of Dexter, Christian Grant of Grand Rapids, the Reverend Frank Jackson of Moses, and Bob Allison of the League of Conservation Voters all had speaking roles during yesterday's press conference. Now, one note, according to MERS News Service, they say it should be noted that utility companies do not use ratepayers' money for political contributions. Those come from a PAC, with the funds coming from shareholder contributions. Shareholder contributions. Why? Because they're publicly held companies. You can buy stock in DTE and Consumers Energy. And as a shareholder of the stock, they ask for donations to put into their PAC so that they can then bribe state senators and state representatives. Oh, I mean, not bribe, excuse me, make political contributions to them. Right. Another thing they use these PACs for is to attack any candidates running for office that favor and support choice in the state of Michigan. Good friend of mine, who's now deceased, Gary Glenn, ran for the state Senate. He was the chair of energy in the House and was running that if he got to be a senator, not only would he chair the Senate Energy Committee, but he would put forth legislation and have a Republican governor sign it, stopping this 90% monopoly that DTE and Consumers has on our electric grid. Folks, they spent $2 million out of that PAC running attack ads, negative attack ads, radio, TV, and billboards on I-75 to make sure that Senator Kevin Daley defeated Gary Glenn. Their stockholders, their shareholders fund those PACs. Oh, they don't use ratepayer money. Yeah, you do. The profits that you make from the ratepayers gets paid out in dividends to your shareholders. The shareholders then take part of those profits and fund your political action committee. This is a shell game, folks. We've got major problems with DT and Consumers Energy in this state. They need competition. Everybody in the state of Michigan should be able to switch to a co-op. They all put the electricity into the grid, and then you choose who you want to pay for your monthly bill. It's that simple. Well, Randy, DT and Consumers Energy are responsible for most of the transmission lines in the state of Michigan. Yeah, and those co-ops reimburse them for the use of those transmission lines. So, don't be giving me this crap explanations, which is basically what this is. Now, in response to yesterday's press conference, DTE spokesperson Ryan Lowry said that DTE put $1.5 billion investment into the electric grid last year. 2024. Very simple question. How good did it do us in March, late March of 2025, when many of us were without power for 2 weeks? Well, because of that, and less extreme weather, customers experienced a nearly 70% improvement in time spent without power in 2024. He also went on to say that DTE's residential customers remain lower than the Great Lakes, as well as the national average across the country. DTE bills have only grown by 3% over the past 4 years because of our strong focus on controlling our costs and efficiently operating our power plants, Lowry said. Michigan utility companies follow very specific reliability improvement goals set by the Michigan Public Service Commission. And the company faces strong penalties for failing to improve performance. Whether it's meeting its goals on reliability, keeping power outages as brief as possible, we are double-checking and also participating in third-party audits. This is not just being done internally, Lowry added. Meanwhile, the other company, Consumers Energy spokesperson Katie Carey, said their rates are used to invest in natural gas or electric systems that deliver reliable and affordable energy to our customers. Specifically for the electric side of our businesses, our reliability roadmap has delivered meaningful results in 2024 to our customers. We have had a 12% reduction in the amount of time an average customer went without power, Carey said. We have mapped out the strategy and tactics that should continue leading to fewer and shorter power outages and hope our stakeholders will work with us to help us serve Michigan. Well, something has got to be done about their pact. Sorry, not buying your explanation. Those are still profits that are derived from the ratepayers. They go back to your shareholders that they then donate back to this pack that then they donate and get involved in elections of the very politicians that we need to oversee your activities. It's a monopoly, folks. It's that simple. And until we get the money out of politics from DTE and Consumers Energy, we're still going to have these problems. And I'm sorry, but the electric bills have gone up. They've gone up tremendously from just a few years ago. Do you know, just so you understand, for example, the radio station? We have to have one sponsor. Out of all the sponsors we have to have one sponsor every single month pay the electric bill for the radio station. One, the entire level two sponsorship of this show and the radio station pays our electric bill. That's how much we spend on electricity to run this new efficient solid-state electronic transmitter that you guys helped fund for us that we purchased and put into the transmitter site. We couldn't afford it. We would have been off the air a long time ago had you guys not helped us get that new transmitter. Our electric bill was cut almost in half. We used to have two sponsors to pay the electric bill to keep the lights on. Something has got to be done in this state. It's one of the things that I'm going to vet these governor candidates really hard on. Competition, getting rid of this monopoly with DT and consumers. If you're not willing to take it on as a governor, I'm not going to support you. That simple. We want to get rid of property taxes We want to make our state more competitive with other states. We want to bring people back here. You guys are going to have to step up to the plate this year. Now, we do have a new sponsor that you'll be hearing the commercials for, axmytax.org. I produce a commercial for them. I'm trying to get it on other radio stations for them. I'm trying to get the Steve Gruber Show to cover it, air it as a public service announcement, because that's what we're doing. We are not charging axmytax.org, Carla Wagner's organization, one penny to air those commercials. We're doing it as a public service announcement, because we believe that if this gets on the ballot and we eliminate property taxes in the state of Michigan for our homes, our businesses, our farms, that we will force Lansing to change the way they do things. Instead of the Department of Health and Human Services having over 1,000 employees that make over $100,000 a year, $20 million a month we are spending on the fat shots, Ozempic and Wegovy, for people who are on Medicaid health insurance. This is insanity what's going on in Lansing. Well, this is our mission. This is what we are going to do. We are going to hold these candidates accountable, and they are going to come to Jesus on our issues. Carla Wagner's running for governor on this issue alone. Her volunteers who are out there collecting signatures for Ask My Tax, they're also collecting signatures to put her on the ballot for governor. At least 15,000 valid signatures will get her on the ballot. 600,000 signatures will get Ask My Tax on the ballot next year. It's polling right now, folks, at 80 to 85% approval. Republicans, Democrats, independents, young, old, it doesn't matter. So if you would like me to text you the link, the clickable link on your phone, all you have to do is text me AX, A-X, and I will send you the link. We've also created a YouTube video of the commercial, and I will include the link to that as well. You can just click on that link and show people, and they can hear the radio commercial. Worked on that yesterday, produced it for, sent it to our webmaster. It is going to be on the website very soon, the YouTube video of the radio commercial. It will have some donation buttons there, where you can donate to hear this radio commercial played on a radio station downstate across the state of Michigan. Just text me AXE. Again, I'll give you the link to their website as well as a link to the YouTube video. We have got to get this on the ballot, and honestly, we need to get Carla Wagner on the debate stage. As soon as she gets another cook to help her with her restaurant business, she'll be on the show here in the next week or so. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News.